Hello, friends. Brett here. On today's show, we go to Denmark, California, see dads learning stuff for their daughters. Oh, yeah, and to Mars. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the after times. You get what I'm talking about. So come on. Let's say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world. You up for that? Then have a seat. Because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Bell.
Is he hard of hearing? No, he just doesn't like listening.
Oh, he hardly wants to hear.
He doesn't.
He's like, I choose.
I'm selectively listening.
Yep. It's actually infections when I was an infant. I've never heard very well. I don't even know what it's like.
Wow.
It's awesome, Doug. It's so good. It's the best.
Sometimes it's not, because sometimes the stuff I hear is way better than reality.
That's true. EK's...
Really? With a goat?
It's with EK. Yeah. If it wasn't for that horse, I would have never gone to college. Yeah. That's right. Hi, you're listening to Two Beers In. I am Brett. I'm enjoying a gin and tonic with a splash of Angostura bitters.
Monica Ballard, your co-host, and I'm enjoying a whiskey highball.
And Doug is here. Doug, what are you having?
I am having a Helles beer. It's an actual beer. This thing is a beer podcast.
Shut up.
I'm having a beer.
Shut up.
All right.
Shut up.
Beer.
That would be funny just to be. No, I was just thinking, like, being host and like, what do you, shut up. I know this is a podcast. Stop. You're like, why?
I've had enough of you. Is it 2 seconds already?
That's right.
Cut his mic.
That's
cut
right.
Cut his mic. That's it. We're here to bring you the good news.
Yes, the good news of many things that are happening around the world,
yeah.
Positive stories.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about maybe stuff that's going on in our life, things
sure.
that might be coming up.
Yeah.
So, but why don't we start first? Oh, well, we've already started.
good hosting.
Yep.
Good.
We've
good.
Already started.
Well-oiled machine.
So let's talk about the city where the future has already arrived.
Austin. No.
Nope.
No.
No, but it was funny. It is funny that I looked up this article and I sent it to you. And then didn't you have someone who brought it up?
Yes, my former landlady who lives part-time in Tuscany also posted an article about this same city. And I was like, what is going on here?
Right. And then Doug walked in the bar, and he wasn't talking about this city, but he was talking about, oh, like this European method of what they're doing of limiting the roads. And
and we're back to beer talk.
So we're wanting to talk about this city that's so futuristic that the battery died. But
they probably don't need batteries in this city of the future.
Where we're going, we don't need batteries. No, but I was saying
you're gonna have a little like please hold music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I should. All right. The city we were talking about.
Yes.
Is Utrecht, which is where Doug and I have visited. He has visited in a tank during a war.
What?
Yeah.
There are a lot of video games out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of when the Netherlands were at war recently.
Yeah.
Well, I've told Brett before that I know most of my geography based on whether I drove a tank through it or not.
Okay. Okay. And then we wonder why he can't hear.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. So Utrecht is this city that Doug and I visit. I know that Doug and I visited back on my 50th birthday. And I did notice that it was a beautiful city.
It is.
And
it's gorgeous.
We came in through by the train. And so then it was funny to see this article that was talking about things that they were doing in Utrecht to build it up. So Utrecht is a city renowned for its commitment to green living, which we saw. The transformation of urban spaces is evident. The resurrection of the Carthiana Single Canal. Thank you. I got that. Yep. I did that on purpose. Once filled with concrete, but now it's restored. So what happened with it was originally it was this canal that was built in 1122. And then in 1960, they thought, you know, we think it's been around long enough. And so they built a road, a six-lane road with concrete and filled it in. But then 2002, they were deciding that they wanted to limit everything again and try to get it to be a more livable city, less drivable. They were doing all that. And this was obviously before we showed up with our tanks. And and they tore it out, and now the canal is back, and there's ducks and
driving tanks.
Yeah, driving tanks. Always. Yep. Well, they're water tanks.
Yes.
Is what they are. But not actual tanks. But they're doing other things like building multi-level housing that is also mixed use, and green spaces that are connected to it, all building on top and doing all of that. And, you know, everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not everybody. Not everybody was happy. But it was the people who drove that were like, why are you doing this? It's like, well, we all decided to do this.
Yeah.
And so there's the Wonderlands Vertical Forest. Oh, and yeah. You can see the difference.
I will send you this photo.
We'll put it on the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. That shows the difference between 1980, when it was just concrete, and 2022,
it looks like
when the
Bray's,
canal is back.
It looks like Bray's Bayou in Houston. It's like, great. This was like a river, right?
Well, from being there, it really is pretty when you're walking along it. Now, if you're a driver, yeah. It's probably...
You know. Right. They say get out of your car.
Yeah.
So...
Like, why are you in the river?
Quit driving on the sidewalk.
But from that is built things like... They've got a creative hub built from reclaimed materials, which is embodying a more inclusive and circular approach to urban development. And it's really funny because I know kind of Doug's views on a lot of this stuff. And he's like, let people have their things so that they can build and...
Well, I tend to worry about government interference because sometimes it goes right and sometimes it goes horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just a cynic about it. I want to see them do the work beforehand instead of throw something together that 20 years they have to tear out and do something again.
Right. And so
and
but,
I see that a lot.
And, you know, considering that they started back in 2002 and they were going to open it up earlier, but then COVID happened.
Right.
But they've been... It's been successful so far.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, if... I always wonder, for instance, transportation. Like, whenever we close off city centers and everything like that, what does that do to the actual economy now that people have to bypass the city to get things from place to place?
It certainly makes the city center more of a destination than just a...
Than a thoroughfare.
Than a thoroughfare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if I talked about it here before, but I'm always interested in places that aren't building for... tourism. I think tourism should be a fourth or fifth level thing to where tourism happens because they already built these things for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And that becomes more instead of building so that tourists will come.
Yes.
Tourism sometimes is a very fly-by-night industry.
Yes.
It's kind of like nightclubs. It's like, oh, this isn't cool to go to anymore.
Yeah.
So it's very hard unless you're very specifically a destination like Maui, which will never have any problems with tourism.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Well, and Monica does ghost tours here in Austin, and that's one of the things. I don't think that the ghost tours should be to bring tourists in. I think ghost tours are just a cool thing that makes this part of the city. Unfortunate is it's become enough of a market to where outside places
yes.
are coming in.
Franchises are coming in.
Yeah.
And Walmart ghost tours this way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome to Walmart.
Low price leader in ghost tours.
Yes. And just as good quality, too.
Yeah, sure they are. So I really took a fancy to this Wonderwoods vertical forest idea, that it's a building where people work and live.
Yeah.
But they've planted trees just like everywhere, and
yeah.
bushes and plants, and because the Netherlands gets so much rain, they collect the rain in the basement and they pump it to the to the places that it needs it when it's dry.
I wonder if they are calling that an arcology.
Arcologies are work and living all together.
Right.
Mushed together.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, you're generally in one building.
That's what this is.
Yeah. That's an arcology.
Yeah.
360 trees, 9,000 bushes, and 10,000 plants.
Yeah, but what
and
kind
this is
of
in
bushes?
One building?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an arcology.
And think about the kind of structure that takes. That's a lot of rebar and concrete in one spot to hold the weight of trees and branches and leaves.
And the soil that they're in.
And the soil and the birds that land on them.
Yeah, that was
one
of
extra bird poop. One extra sparrow and
it's gone.
It's
yeah, I used to study arcologies in the 80s. I was originally an architecture major.
Oh.
And then when they said you can't work and be an architecture major, I was an accounting major.
There you go.
Because I needed to work because food is a hobby of mine.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a hobby
for
me, too.
The numbers just added up.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, whoa, so we're going somewhere else.
Hey, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I like to eat.
Next story. A California super bloom is springing to life, and the best is yet to come. So we're so used to hearing Central Texas just crowing about the blue bonnets and
right, the wild
all
bugs.
The stuff that comes up.
Damn,
we get
I love
that
the blue
every
bonnets.
Year. But because of the amount of rain that's been going on for the past 2 years in California, there might as well be some benefit besides, well, the drought's over for now. You know, now they're like, everything's washing to the sea. But in this case, it looks like they're going to get a peek of all kinds of flowers in the deserts and on the mountains and everything like that. And they're really looking forward to it. It's like at least taking something that's been a bunch of bad stories and turning it into something good, right?
Yeah, I've actually seen some stories talking about if it keeps on at this pace, they'll end up with a lake in Central California that disappeared like 60,000 years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Like a large one.
So the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, about 50 miles south of Palm Springs, are already up in color, according to CNN. So as well as Chino Hills State. So if you're listening in California, if you haven't gone, you want to go to Chino Hills State Park, Tule Elk State Natural Reserve, which is south of Santa Barbara, and
And then there's Death Valley.
At Death Valley, super bloom.
For the thousands of listeners there in Death Valley.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
They all hang out there.
In their little trailers. And
yep.
Watch the stones walk. You've seen the Walking Stones? They're amazing.
Yes.
What?
You haven't heard of the Walking Stones of Death Valley?
No.
Oh, they're amazing. It's stones with little slides behind them, and it looks like the stones were walking at night. And for years, nobody could figure out what was going on. Nobody witnessed it. They set up cameras and never saw them do this. But it was clear the stone was here at the end of a long path, so they were called Walking Stones. Eventually, they figured out that frost on the land would slide the stone and then evaporate and slide the stone and evaporate.
Wow.
But they're the coolest things.
It took them a long time.
It was like
to
decades
out.
Of people going, I gotta know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
the walking
insane.
Stones are amazing.
That's insane.
So they've got San Verbena, Sage, Dune, Evening Primrose, and California Poppies.
Did you say Dune?
Yes. Long live the fighters.
Spice must flow.
Yes. So, yeah, get out there, you know, if you're nearby, get out there and go see the flowers. Everybody's doing it here.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I really do like the blue bonnets.
Yeah.
It was one of the things I said to your wife the other day is like, The thing that happens in your locale just doesn't really tickle you all that much unless they're the cherry blossoms of Japan or the bluebonnets
in Texas. Yep. We've got nine. We're up to 9 bluebonnets in my front yard.
Ooh,
right now.
Good for you.
So my neighbors still haven't yelled at me to mow my lawn yet. Because they're like, hey, 9. Got 9.
No, can't mow them.
Usually
sorry, can't pick them. Right? They're like, it's not. Nope, can't pick them. Sorry.
And usually you have tigers hiding in your front yard.
That's right.
That's By the way, you can pick blue bones.
I know. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
Not according to school children.
You can't pick them out
You can't pick them out on the roadside because you may be endangering yourself and others.
Yes.
But yeah, there's this, the believe me, as a former state capitol tour guide, I used to hear that all the time. And it's illegal to pick them, isn't it? No, that's not true.
It's more now, it's just like, hey, it's just not cool. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. I did see a great video the other day of warning people about the blue bonnets because they said they'll never know what you might find there. And there were two rattlesnakes sticking above. And everybody's like, ooh, look at them. And they kept like bumping into each other. They're like, ooh, they're looking fierce. I go, that's not fierce. They having sex right now.
Yeah.
They having sex.
It's spring.
Yes. They banging. Some people poop in the blue bonnets. They bang in the blue bonnets.
Yeah, right.
So there we go. Okay. I love this story. Mom runs wholesome hair workshops for dads to learn how to style daughter's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Huh?
If you're a teenage daughter and your dad comes near your hair, what do you do?
No.
No, but when you're 6 or...
Oh, okay.
Right.
To 10 years old.
You still trust dad at that point. Good point.
And mom's already left for work.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. So Sarah,
you might lose an ear, but it's your dad.
Sarah Eaton has been organizing lessons showing moms how to do elaborate plaits and braids when she got the idea because many of the women said their male partners should learn the skills too. They're like, why do I have to do it all the time?
Yeah.
And the guys are like, what? So she now runs the hour-long Dad and Me workshops at her local community center, where they learn how to do the basics, like detangle long hair, tie it back in ponytails, and style it in simple braids, bunches, and buns for ballet class.
Yes.
Or Princess Leia costume party.
Yes. All dads are like, we're putting the cinnamon buns on you. So Sarah is from West Lothian, Scotland, and she reports that all fathers comment on how much more confident it's made them feel.
That's great.
The look of admiration on their face after each session is amazing. Oh, wait. She's from Scotland. The look of admiration on their face after each session is amazing.
I hate when my daughter ends up being Sean Connery.
Yes. Absolutely. So.
Oh, she called it. Bonnie braids.
Because I kept going, Bonnie, who's Bonnie? They all are Bonnie.
That's the name. That's the name of the workshop.
Yeah.
It's Bonnie Braids.
Yeah. Many of them wanted to know how to do the Dutch and French braids. I won't do the accent anymore. So it went really well.
Thank you.
And then a few moms started telling me how their husbands wanted to learn how to do it, so I decided to set it up for them. So she runs 3 sessions, and we get the kids to stand up, and the dads hold the hair up high while the girls spin around. The kids are so happy because dad can do the bun for their ballet. So it's all a bunch of white kids. That's what it is.
Well, in Scotland.
In Scotland, but it's not in Scotland, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, Lothian. Oh.
Well, I thought she's from West Lothian, Scotland, but that doesn't necessarily mean that this is done in West I guess it is.
If they're calling it Bonnie Braids and they're doing it in Lothian.
Well, I thought this Scottish woman, is teaching hairstyle. She could be in California for all.
In West LA? Yep. All right. Yeah, sure.
That's right.
Long Beach, represent.
It just goes to show how valuable it is to break down stigmas, she said.
I thought he wasn't going to do the accent.
I know. Dad should just feel they be able to do their daughter's hair in the morning before. Now I'm Irish. Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
I hate it when your DNA changes in the middle of your representation.
I heard one, a Scottish comedian, say that, that's the problem with Americans doing Scottish accents. They try and it starts and then it fades into Irish and suddenly it's Jamaican and no one's happy.
Right.
I used to be the translator at King Henry's Feast for our kitchen manager because he was Scottish. And so he would come out and the serving people, gals,
right.
We were the wenches.
Sure.
Right. But he would stand by the kitchen door with his clipboard, and he'd say, "Wenches, didn't forget to check the bulletin board for the stations that didn't have alcohol." And then he'd go back in the kitchen, and everybody would look at me, and I'd go, "Okay, check the bulletin board for the stations that don't have alcohol, because not every table is going to get beer and wine. They just get soda." And they go, and then Alan would come back out again, Alan Finley, and he would say, "Wenches, if you've got strawberry fare, make sure you hang the hits and the pennies on the hooks when you're done." And he'd go back inside, and they go, "What the hell was that?" And I go, "Okay, you know that little specialty song we have, Strawberry Fare, where we get guys out of the audience and we dress them up in fluffy hats and aprons or pennies? As Alan would say, make sure that when you're done with that, that you hang them on the hooks."
There we go.
"In the cupboard over there."
And the aprons, not the guys.
The aprons. The aprons.
Don't
the
put
hats,
them on the hook.
The hats.
That's a difference.
And the pennies. The hats and the pennies.
So, I was at a tech presentation, and there were two Scottish guys giving it, and one of them joked that I'm from North Edinburgh, and he's from South Edinburgh. We're only 50 miles apart, and we can't understand each other. And that was a pretty good line.
And if you have time, ladies and gentlemen, seek out the comedy bit about the two Scotsmen on the voice-activated elevator.
Oh, God.
That's all you need to
11.
Put in.
11.
10.
11.
Well, Siri's committed suicide again.
I'm sorry.
11.
Please speak slowly. 11.
funny article. Images from Mars eclipse spark amusement. Well, because it looks weird. So the Perseverance. Oh, that's easy for me to say. Perseverance rover on Mars recorded the potato-shaped moon of Phobos crossing in front of the sun last week. It's a Martian eclipse, much like what's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
The rover was able to snap 68 images of the February 8th transit from its vantage point on the Jezero crater, many of which unmistakably look like classic stick-on googly eyes, points out a science writer. So if you look at the pictures of it, it does. It looks...
It really... Especially when they put two photos next,
right next to each
right
other.
Right next to each other, it looks just like googly eyes. It's hilarious.
The pictures were captured using the rover's left mast cam Z camera. We don't care about that. At this rate, the moon will either crash into Mars in 50 million years or break up into a ring.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's moving.
The googly eyes. It was because of the googly eyes.
I think it's too embarrassed.
Yes.
And
it's like,
"Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting... Fine. I may as just crash into Mars now." Yeah. So we're going to colonize Mars
and then
only to have Phobos...
A moon drop on you?
Crash into the planet.
Yeah, scientists will be able to use the data captured to study Phobos, named after the ancient Greek god of fear. Phobos is on it, which is funny that it's called Phobos.
Yeah.
And it's on a collision course with
and
Mars.
It looks... I'm the god of fear, damn it.
Yeah.
Why? How dare you make me look like googly eyes? I'll show you fear.
Here comes. Mars is like
taking on
it.
The god of war. I bet I'll do really well.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
So he gets near at a rate of 6 feet every 100 years.
Oh, every 100 years.
Right.
So we got a while.
Yeah, 50 million years.
Okay. Well, then we'll have figured it out. We'll shoot something at it to.
We'll be so dead by then.
We're going to last 35 years. I want to hear more about this.
Yeah. The whole human race.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like our moon is leaving the Earth's orbit at like 4 feet every 100 years or something like that.
Huh.
So it's actually evacuating.
Space 1999 will become true.
Yeah.
Basically. Is what you're saying.
Yep.
And Martin Landau and Barbara Bain.
Ugh.
Well.
And that moon crashing into the Earth movie that made so much scientific sense won't ever happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God, that was awful.
There's a great, not to be negative or anything, but there's a great video showing what would happen if the moon... It goes through the series of what would happen if the moon collided with the Earth.
Yeah, basically shatters before it ever gets here.
Yeah. but it would still kill everything.
Oh, yeah,
well,
everything.
Yeah.
It's like finally it comes back because it was formed when it, an exoplanet
That's
hit
right.
it the first time.
Damn. Yeah. What goes up?
Must come down.
Yeah, they estimate a planet the size of Mars hit the Earth and created the Earth and the Moon.
Yep. Just like Jesus said.
What?
As it was ordained in the Bible.
Did Jesus write Genesis?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think he was
doing? Saying, take this down.
What do you think he was doing up until he was 30? Come on.
And now we turn to the Book of Sagan. What?
Billions and billions.
Billions of years. I'm going to float away on a
I feel I missed this in Sunday school.
Yeah. So before we get to our song.
Yes.
You want to give us money. I have a campaign that I'm thinking of doing, a marketing campaign.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll love this, Monica, because, you know.
Marketing.
I know a lot about marketing.
Because you've seen it your whole life.
My whole life.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
she's beating him to death with the microphone.
Yep.
Look at that.
Yep. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Well deserved.
Well, you know that Facebook thing where people say, how good of friends are we? Tell me by copying this thing and pasting it to your own and tell us how. I want to do a version of that and say, how much are you my friend? You know what? Go ahead and say who I am and take all the information to get other people to subscribe to Two Beers In. By pasting it, let's see how far this thing gets. It'll be like four friends, but
I think we need to involve an 8-year-old sick kid or something like that.
Sure.
Doug
has an 8-year-old sick kid.
You're not supposed to know about that.
Oh, sorry.
The authorities don't know
Damn
about it.
Well, nobody's listening to this, so it's okay.
Now the IRS knows about it.
I will reform the Backstreet Boys.
But I'm a girl. No.
Don't care.
I could do that. Or you can tell your friends about Two Beers In.
Yeah.
TwoBeersIn.com. The funny thing is I've had a big move forward in redoing the website. And so it looks even better than before. Monica and I are working on just doing all kinds of stuff to the site. You want to get out there because there's more there than just Two Beers In. There's also 5 for 5. There's a couple of episodes of the Weightless podcast, the original thing that I did with Bruce Reynolds and EK. But Two Beers In is what we're talking about right now.
That's right.
You can support us by doing that. You can support us by going to patreon.com/2beersin. And, you know, join one of the things.
Wow, I don't think we can get much more non-committal than that.
You know.
Join one of the things.
Join one of the things.
When you're listening to this podcast
Do it
and
or
somebody
your cats
taps
are toast.
You on the shoulder and says,
yes.
Hey, friend, what are you laughing at so much? You say, listening to Two Beers In.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you with your marketing expertise. Did you hear how easily she did that? She's like, just off the top of my head, Weaver.
You call against an expert, see what you get.
I'm a wizard.
Yep, she is a wizard.
I'm a wizard, Harry.
I'm a friend of a wizard. That's what I am.
But not the golden boy.
No. Not the golden boy. You can also go to PayPal or Venmo. TwoBeersIn@weightlesspod.com will come up if you want to do a one-time gift. And as always, I want to hear from you, so use that same address to send me email. Send us email.
I only want to hear from you if you say good things. I don't take criticism.
More Scottish accents.
Which was a great idea for two actors that are good. Sorry, I'm not good with criticism.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't take notes well.
There we go. So, yeah. So that's all what you need to do. You can also come on most of the time on Thursday nights over at the Aristocrat Lounge.
That's it.
On Burnett Road in Austin, Texas. If we go someplace else, I'll be posting it on the website hey, we're right now. I haven't been saying come visit, but as I do,
we got some things in mind.
Yeah,
a little bit of traveling here and there.
I found a hard kefir bar, which is a yogurt drink.
Yep. Yes, it is.
But they have an alcoholic version of it now.
Okay, that's called eggnog.
No, this is fizzy and bubbly.
It's fizzy and bubbly on accident. Something tells me that wasn't on accident.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this yogurt has turned fizzy and bubbly. Yes. Is that good?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drink it.
Here, try this. Should I ask about the bodies over here? Not yet. Try this.
No. Step right over them. Just
so we may do a visit to that place, but we want to try the drink first before we show up and go.
Hey, we're broadcasting here, and he's like,
Oh god!
I'm seeing time.
What is happening? I hate this. No. So yeah, there you go. All right, Monica. Well, you know what? Start telling me about this song that we're going to close out with.
Sure. So as we drew close to St. Patrick's Day, I was listening to SiriusXM's pub brew mix. And I heard this song, and I just laughed out loud at it because it was just so profane. It was so Catholic and yet so profane at the same time. It also sounds a little bit on the Cajun side.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's by the Saw Doctors. It's called I Used to Love Her.
Yeah.
Used to spelled like USTA.
I used to love her.
I used to love her.
Yeah.
And I just found it to be a real sort of earworm and something I may have to get used to listening to over the next few months.
You're going to have to get used to listening?
Well, yeah, because I'm traveling to Ireland.
When are you going to Ireland?
I'm going for Halloween. I'm the American sort of representative for Austin Ghost Tours and leading a tour to see the celebration of Samhain and like Druid this and Druid that and
sure.
Castles. That are haunted.
What?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic... You hadn't said that to me.
Janine surprised me with the news last Friday and said, I want you to go.
Oh.
I want you to go instead of me. I'll stay here and take reservations for Halloween.
There we go.
You go lead this group.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm very excited. And so I was really into the Irish music this past weekend listening to it. And I hope you enjoy this song as much as I do.
All right. So before we push the button here, I've been Brett Weaver. I'm still drinking the gin and tonic with the Angostura bitters.
I'm still Monica Ballard enjoying a whiskey highball.
Yes.
And I'm Doug Fells, and my beer is inside me.
Yes. And you've been listening to Two Beers In, and we will see you next week.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way home. And even if she asked me now, well, I'd let her go alone. But I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. And when she'd go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass the glory of her ass. I used to love her once. Long time ago, I used to love her once. Long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. Whoa, whoa, it's gone. All my loving is gone. Do you remember her collecting for concern on Christmas Eve? She was on a 48-hour fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's feeling looser. I
used to love her. I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her. I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. Whoa, whoa, it's gone. All my loving is gone. So now you know the truth of it. She's no longer my obsession. See, I met this young one Thursday night, and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her once. A long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. A long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. Make her own way home.